This is Lisa Carmurley of the 11th of June, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, in order to claim your full inheritance, have full love for the one Father. Let your love not be for bodily beings. Question. What words will echo in the minds of those who belong to your deity community? Answer. When you tell them that sins are absolved by remembering the Father and that the deity religion is being established, these words will continue to echo in them. It will enter their intellects that they have to become deities and that their food and drink must therefore be pure. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. You children of the innocent Lord are listening. To whom? To the innocent Lord. Shiva is called the innocent Lord. His name is Shiva. Children of the innocent Lord means the children of Shiva. You souls are listening through your ears. You children have now become soul conscious. When children listen to a Murli on a tape, they understand that Shivbaba is giving them his introduction. I am the Father of all souls, the one you call the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, which means God. He is always called the Father. Who says that he is the Father? That soul. You souls have now received this knowledge. No other human beings have this knowledge. We souls have two fathers. One is corporeal and the other is incorporeal. No one else can explain that he is the Supreme Father. No one except the Father can tell you this. Only the Father asks, when you say the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, God the Father, to whom are you referring? Are you referring to a worldly father or to the father from beyond this world? Would you call your physical father God the Father? There is the term Parampita, Supreme Father, in Hindi. He is the only incorporeal one. Saying Ishwar, Prabhu or Bhagavan doesn't indicate the relationship of the Father. The expression God the Father is good. The soul says, He is my God the Father. A worldly father is just the father of a body. You are all asked, how many fathers do you have? One is worldly and the other is from beyond this world. Who is the greater of the two? It would definitely be said to be the Father from beyond. His praise is the Father from beyond who purifies all the impure. You understand this now. No one in the world understands this. The Father has explained that you love the Father from beyond. Others had non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. It is now the time of destruction. The same Mahabharat war has to take place. They continue to supply one another with aeroplanes, tanks, etc. They give whatever other countries want in return for money. They even supply them on credit. They buy planes and explosives, etc. All of those things are very expensive. People abroad manufacture them and sell them. The people of Bharat do not sell aeroplanes, etc. All of these things have come from outside. They will definitely use whatever they have bought. They do not buy them just to throw them away. That is the Yadava community who live in Europe and have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. All are included in that. Bharat is an imperishable land because it is the birthplace of the Eternal Father. The Father comes when this old world is to be destroyed, and he takes birth in this land that is never destroyed. It is because the Father came that they celebrate the birthday of Shiva. However, they don't know when Shiva Baba comes. He comes at the time when preparations for destruction are being made. The Father now says, that is the Yadava community of those who live in Europe. They don't exist there in the Golden Age. There are neither Buddhists nor Christians there. The Father says, they have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction because they say that the Supreme Father is omnipresent. You have loving intellects at the time of destruction. You know the Father. You understand that you have taken 84 births. During your 84 births, you have become tamopradan and sinful souls. It is the people of Bharat who take 84 births. The play is now coming to an end, and everyone has to return home. The Father is teaching you Raja Yoga. This is the time of settlement for everyone. That is, it is the time of death. Those Yadavas don't have love for God, and this is why it is said, there are those who have non-loving intellects. Don't love bodily beings. They are the creation. The inheritance cannot be received from them. A brother cannot receive an inheritance from a brother. This has been explained very clearly. You children now understand that they have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction, whereas you have loving intellects. In this too, those who have a lot of love have full love for the Father. We are claiming our inheritance of heaven for 21 births from the Father. Only Baba tells us the truth. We mustn't love anyone else. When a new house is being built, they love the new one. It is understood that the old one will be demolished. You should also continue to break your hearts away from the old world. The Father explains, day by day, the atmosphere will continue to become worse. You can see how there is so much upheaval. Therefore, you can understand that everything is now going to be destroyed. We have to go to that new world. So that new world has to be remembered. The unlimited Father and the inheritance have to be remembered. Nothing will be gained by remembering anyone else. People remember God so much on the path of devotion. While remembering their parents, friends, and relatives, they also remember the deities a lot. They go to bathe in the water, the Ganges, and they call that the purifier. It has been portrayed that an arrow was shot and that the Ganges emerged where it struck. They put Ganges water in the mouth of someone dying. They believe that if he receives even a few drops of Ganges water, he receives liberation. The Father says, here it is a matter of knowledge. When you hear even a little of this knowledge, you receive the fruit of that. It is a matter of listening to this knowledge. Nectar is not something to drink, it is knowledge. Don't think that you are given nectar to drink on the day of Borg. No, that is only sweet water. However, this is an aspect of knowledge. This knowledge means to know the Father and the beginning, the middle, and the end, and to understand how this world cycle turns, and the ones who take 84 births. Not everyone can take this number of births. The people of Bharat come first. They are the ones who take the full 84 births. Those who were deities take 84 births and become impure. Then the Father comes and changes thorns into flowers. People become body conscious and become trapped in the five vices. It is now the kingdom of Ravan. The golden age was the deity kingdom. Only Shiv Baba creates the land of heaven. It used to be the kingdom of the Sun dynasty, Lakshmi and Narayan. You know that the establishment of that is now taking place. It is because you have loving intellects at the time of destruction that you are victorious. You gain victory over the whole world. Remember this very well. You people of Bharat, who are now in the Iron Age, will change and go to heaven. This old world has to be renounced. Those vicious relationships are called bondage. You have left those vicious bondages and entered viceless relationships. Then, in your next birth, you won't enter any vicious bondages. There are only viceless relationships, whereas at this time there are vicious bondages. The soul says, I love Shiv Baba. You Brahmins love him because you know him accurately. You know the Father and the world cycle, and you also explain this to others. The more you explain to others, the more people you will benefit. Those who understand a lot are clever. They are the ones who attain a high status. If you do less service, you receive a lower status. The whole world is impure. Show everyone the path to become pure from impure. There is no other way. Only by having remembrance will your sins be absolved. These words will echo in those who belong to the deity community. They will feel that this is right. We are truly becoming deities. Our food also has to be pure. Divine virtues have to be imbibed here. Become full of all virtues. You are now becoming this. Lakshmi and Narayan are deities. When you offer them Borg, do you offer cigarettes as Borg to them? Those who smoke cigarettes cannot attain a high status. That is not a divine thing. If you smoke and also continue to eat onions and garlic, you will fall even further. Some say that their health becomes worse when they renounce those things. The Father says, remember Shibaba. Renounce all of those habits and you will receive salvation. Many have the habit of smoking. An explanation is given that deities are never offered this Spoborg. You have to become like them here. When you continue to eat dirty things, there is a bad odor. A bad odor travels quite far from those who smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol. You children have to imbibe divine virtues and become Vaishnava, completely pure vegetarian. Just as there are the children of Vishnu, so you are deity children. Here you are the children of God. This is your most elevated birth. You are even more elevated than the deities. You are those who make others elevated. This is the mission of the Unlimited Father. Christians too have a mission. They convert many to their Christian religion. This is God's mission. You have been converted from Shudras into Brahmins, and you then become converted into the deity religion. You know that you have now become Brahmins from Shudras. You have died alive and will then become deities. You will take birth through a womb. The Father has adopted you here in order to make you into righteous souls. The Father has made you belong to Him. The Father is teaching you children. You become Brahmins and then deities. Those human beings are so elevated, they have all the divine virtues. When you souls have become pure, you will also require pure bodies. Your old bodies have to be destroyed, and you will then have new Satopradhan bodies. In the Golden Age, even the five elements are Satopradhan. The Father says, you belonged to the Shudra clan. You now belong to the Brahmin clan and will then go into the divine clan. You will take 84 births. The Brahmin clan has been made to disappear from the Trimurti picture. The Father is now changing you from Shudras into Brahmins and then into deities. You Brahmins are the top knot. There is a game of somersaults. You are now Brahmins and you will then become deities and then warriors. You will then become Brahmins once again. This is called the cycle. You are now in the Brahmin clan. You are given this knowledge at this time, and you will then receive the reward. There you will remain constantly happy for 21 births, number-wise, according to the efforts you make at this time. Some will go into the royal clan and others will become subjects. There is a lot of happiness in the royal clan, and then the degrees continue to decrease. You have received this knowledge of 84 births. You have now recalled everything. The Father comes and explains, sweetest children, your 84 births have now come to an end. Some have taken 84 births, and others have taken 80, 60, or 50 births. You people of Bharat see the most happiness. Your name is glorified in this drama. You are even more elevated than the deities. You know that you are becoming worthy of worship. We don't worship anyone in the Golden Age, nor does anyone worship us. There, we are worthy of worship, and the degrees then continue to decrease. From being worthy of worship, we become worshippers and bow our heads. We begin to become worshippers in the Copper Age. By the end, everyone has become adulterated. This body is made of the five elements. If anyone worships the five elements, that is called the worship of evil spirits. There are the five evil spirits in everyone. There is the evil spirit of body consciousness, and then the evil spirits of lust and anger. Whether you say the community of evil spirits or the devilish community, it is the same thing. The Father comes and creates the deity community once again. The Father comes to liberate you from those evil spirits. He makes you have yoga with him in order to make you into deities. Guru Nanak also sang the praise of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who changed humans into deities. He is the only one who purifies the impure. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost, and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The Spiritual Father says, Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to become deities from Brahmins, renounce all the dirty habits you have. In order for Shudras to be converted into the Brahmin religion and be made into deities, they have to cooperate with God's mission. Renounce smoking and drinking and any other bad habits. 2. At this time of destruction, have true love for the One Father. This old home is about to be demolished. Therefore, remove your heart from it and connect it to that new one. Blessing. May you be yog-yukt and yukti-yukt and become worthy of being remembered from your elevated actions. To the extent that each of your actions is elevated, accordingly you will be remembered among the elevated souls. On the path of devotion, they chant the names. But here, elevated souls are remembered from the example of their virtues and actions. On the basis of your elevated actions, you will continue to become worthy of being remembered. For this, you have to become yog-yukt. By your becoming yog-yukt, every thought, word, and action of yours will definitely be yukti-yukt. Such souls cannot have any thoughts or actions that are not accurate. There is also this connection. Slogan, being an instrument and having humility are the qualities of a true server. Avyak signal, to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. When you have an easy nature, then as well as being cheerful, sweetness will be visible in your eyes, on your face, and in your activities. Harsh or bitter words will never emerge through your lips. Your heart, head, and words will all be equal. To have one thing in your heart and something else in your words is not a sign of easiness. Those with an easy nature will constantly be humble-hearted, egoless, and selfless. Om Shanti.